You know that knot in your stomach, that tension in your chest when you hear her keys in the door. It's that feeling of walking on eggshells in your own home, trying to predict which version of her you're going to get today. One minute, you are the center of her universe, idealized. The next, you are invisible or worse, incompetent. You've been on this emotional roller coaster so long, you've started to question your own sanity. You've been told this chaos is just passion. Let's be clear. This is not passion. This is not a partnership. This is a pattern of psychological warfare. It is a dynamic designed for control. And in this game, you are not a partner. You are a pawn. Today, we are going to name the five specific mind games that these toxic dynamics are built upon. I am not here to teach you tricks to win. I am here to show you why your only winning move is to have the clarity and the courage to walk away from the table. The first game is the most common and the most cowardly. It's the one that hides behind the mask of needing space. But you must learn to distinguish between a healthy pause and a psychological attack. A healthy partner communicates. They say, "I am overwhelmed. I need an hour to think. I will be back." That is a bridge to resolution. This game is the opposite. This is stonewalling. It is strategic, punitive silence. It's not a pause. It's a weapon. This is when you walk into a room and the temperature drops 20 degrees. The air itself feels heavy. This is when she looks through you as if you are a ghost in your own home. This silence isn't empty. It's a suffocating void. It is the active presence of her rejection, a cold wall of ice designed to make you feel invisible, irrelevant, and desperate for any flicker of acknowledgement. It is psychological torture, plain and simple. You must understand what is happening beneath the surface, because this silence is not passive. It is an active punishment. It is a cold war tactic, a psychological siege. The goal is to generate so much raw anxiety in you, so much suffocating, free-floating guilt, that your own mind becomes your enemy. You're a problem solver, so you start trying to fix the void. You replay every conversation, every action. What did I do? How can I make this stop? She knows this. The silence is designed to make you negotiate against yourself, to apologize for things you never did, to abandon your own boundaries just to get her to speak. This is behavioral conditioning at its most primal level. She is training you like a lab animal to fear her disapproval more than you value your own self-respect. The goal is not resolution. The goal is your unconditional submission. There is a reason why clinical psychologists, like the famed Gottman Institute, identify stonewalling as one of the four horsemen of relational collapse. It is a primary predictor of the end. Why? Because it is not a communication strategy. It is an erasure strategy. It signals a profound, fundamental loss of respect. A partner who respects you, even in the middle of a heated conflict, will not make you invisible. They will not erase you. A partner who values the connection will not use absence as a tool of coercion. You cannot fix this. You cannot love someone hard enough to make them respect you. When you see this game being played, you must understand that the board is already lost. Your patience is not a virtue. It's just fuel for her control. The only move is to refuse to play. The second game is insidious, and it works by attacking the very foundation of your security. This is triangulation. This is the strategic introduction of a third party into your dynamic. This third party is not a person. It is a tool. It is a ghost, a what-if, a shadow designed to keep you off balance. This is when she casually mentions her work husband and the inside jokes you are not a part of. It's the ex-boyfriend who suddenly texts her, just checking in, and she tells you about it, watching your face for a reaction. It's the way she praises another man in front of you. His success, his humor, his ambition, or maybe it's the vague social media post, a quote about knowing your options or not settling. Every mention is a small cut. It's not a direct attack, but a thousand tiny injections of poison, each one designed to make you feel a little more insecure, a little less certain, a little more replaceable. You must understand the psychological objective. The goal is not to leave you for this other person. The goal is to control you using the fear of that person. It is a calculated strategy to manufacture insecurity. It forces you to compete for the prize you thought you had already won. She wants you anxious. She wants you jealous. She wants you scrambling to prove your worth, so you become too busy fighting these phantoms to ever question her behavior. This is a classic narcissistic tactic. It is a power move that shifts the entire frame of the relationship. You are no longer partners. You are a contestant in a game she controls, and you are always one step away from being voted off. This dynamic turns your relationship, which should be your sanctuary, into a gladiator arena. And you are the only one fighting. Here is the truth. A healthy partner, a woman who genuinely respects you, does the absolute opposite. A true partner builds a fortress around the two of you. She protects the connection. She prioritizes your emotional security above all else. If a threat appears, she shuts it down. She doesn't invite it in for coffee and tell you about it. She doesn't manufacture insecurity. She starves it. She doesn't poke holes in the walls of your trust. She reinforces them. Triangulation is not a sign of her high value. It is a sign of her deep-seated insecurity and her profound lack of character. She is willing to sacrifice your peace just to get a temporary feeling of power. This isn't a flaw you can fix. It is a fundamental feature of her operating system. The only way to win is to leave her arena. But this third game, this one is pure emotional blackmail. The third game isn't subtle. It is a direct, coercive assault on your autonomy. This is the ultimatum game. You must learn to distinguish this from a healthy boundary. A healthy boundary is about self-respect. It says, I will not tolerate X. An ultimatum is about control. It says, if you do not do Y, I will abandon you. It is the most blatant form of emotional blackmail. The classic example, of course, is the timeline ultimatum. Either we get engaged by the end of the year, or I'm gone. Or, if you don't, move in, stop seeing that friend, change your job, we are finished. It is a gun to your head, disguised as a milestone of the relationship. It takes the natural, shared progression of a partnership and turns it into a solo power play. It reframes your entire connection not as a partnership of equals, but as a hostage negotiation. And your commitment, your freedom, your very future, that is the ransom. Let's be clear about what is happening psychologically. This tactic is so destructive because it is designed to remove your free will. It is an act of aggression against your sovereignty. It hijacks your entire decision-making process and replaces your genuine desire with a manufactured high-stakes fear of loss. If you give in, if you make the decision under this duress, you have not chosen her. You have simply averted the pain of her leaving. The foundation of your future is now permanently corrupted. It is built not on mutual desire, but on her coercion. And the resentment that grows from this will be a quiet poison that infects everything. You will look at her even years later and remember that you surrendered. You have proven that at the critical moment, threats work on you. Pay very close attention to this moment, because this isn't just about this one decision. This is her showing you her entire playbook for every future conflict. This is the preview of your life. Anytime she feels insecure, anytime you don't comply with her timeline, anytime you assert a boundary she doesn't like, she will pull the pin on this emotional grenade and threaten to walk away. You cannot build a life on this foundation. You cannot negotiate with someone who uses abandonment as their primary leverage. The only winning move is to call the bluff. You must be willing to accept the loss. You look at her and say, I will not be threatened into a future. If the price of this relationship is my autonomy, then the price is too high. This fourth game is a slow-acting poison. It doesn't feel like an attack. It feels like help. This is the mother-son dynamic. It begins subtly, disguised as care. She starts managing the small parts of your life, the fixing of how you load the dishwasher, the disappointed sigh at the shirt you chose, the helpful suggestion that you're handling a work situation all wrong. Before you know it, she's not just your partner, she's your manager, your editor, your quality control. She's correcting how you speak, judging who your friends are, and questioning your career ambitions. She treats you not as a man she desires, but as a chaotic project she needs to fix, a fixer-upper, a child. And she does it all with the tone of a disappointed mother who just wants you to be better. This is not care. This is a hostile takeover of your autonomy. You must understand the devastating psychological consequence. The hidden message in every correction, every sigh of disappointment, every unsolicited piece of advice is one simple, brutal broadcast. You are incompetent. And this message is the background radiation of your relationship. It is the psychological mechanism that absolutely destroys sexual polarity. Attraction cannot coexist with contempt. Desire cannot survive in a dynamic of a mother and her disobedient son. A woman cannot feel raw sexual attraction for a man she does not fundamentally respect. And she cannot respect a man who she is constantly micromanaging. She is, in effect, trading her desire for her control. She is erasing the very masculine frame she was originally attracted to, all to feed her own anxiety. It is a tragic, self-defeating loop. Here is the truth. A healthy partner, a woman operating from a place of respect, does not manage you. She inspires you. She doesn't correct your path. She trusts you to walk your own because she is secure in her own path. She doesn't try to build you into her perfect man. She joins you on the mission you are already on. This mothering dynamic is not love. It is a control pattern that guarantees the death of all attraction. She doesn't want a partner. She wants an obedient child who pays the bills. And the cruelest irony? Once she has killed the man in you, she will eventually leave you, complaining she is surrounded by boys. Do not tolerate it. This final game, however, is the most deceptive of all because it feels exactly like love. This final game is the most dangerous, the most deceptive, because it doesn't feel like an attack. It feels like salvation. It feels like you finally found the one. This is love bombing. It is not a slow, steady connection. It is a strategic blitz, an overwhelming assault of affection. This is the woman who tells you, "I love you," in the first few weeks, who calls you her soulmate before she even knows your flaws, who says she's never felt this way before, and who plans your entire future together on the third date. The intensity is intoxicating, a flash fire, not a slow burn. You finally feel seen, idealized, worshipped, but you must understand, this is not love, it is an illusion. It is a calculated performance designed to overwhelm your emotional defenses before you've had time to see who she really is. This is not a connection, it is a capture. The psychological objective here is to create rapid, intense dependency. She's not falling for you. She's installing herself into the center of your nervous system. This is the idealize phase of the classic narcissistic cycle. Idealize, devalue, discard. She is creating an emotional addiction, getting you hooked on the highest grade validation you've ever felt. She is building a pedestal so high that when she inevitably kicks it out from under you, the fall will break you. And that is the entire point. This overwhelming affection is not a sign of her passion. It is the bait for the devalue phase that is coming. Once she knows she has you, once you are addicted to that validation, the withdrawal will begin, and you will scramble to get that high back, giving up every boundary you have. Here is the truth. Real, healthy love does not look like this. Real love is a slow burn because it's real. It is stable. It is secure. It is built on a foundation of trust, consistency, and observing character over time, through good days and bad. Real love doesn't need to rush, because it is confident in its own foundation. This flash fire is designed to do one thing: consume you before you realize it's not real. This intensity is not a green flag, it is the reddest flag there is. When you feel this intoxicating rush, this feeling of being too good to be true, that is not destiny, that is a warning. So there they are, the five games that signal the end, the punitive silence of stonewalling used to erase you. The manufactured insecurity of triangulation used to devalue you. The emotional blackmail of the ultimatum used to coerce you. The slow-acting poison of the mother-son dynamic used to neuter you. And the deceptive capture of love bombing used to addict you. You must see these patterns for what they are, because these are not habits. These are not quirks or bad moods. These are not flaws in an otherwise loving person. They are tactics. They are the strategic architecture of psychological warfare, designed, consciously or unconsciously, to do one singular thing: to control you, to break your frame, to destabilize your reality, to dismantle your autonomy, and to keep you as a permanent, predictable pawn in her game. This is not a partnership, it never was. This is a control dynamic, and you cannot fix it by loving harder. Your empathy is not a tool, it has been used as a target. Your patience is not a virtue, it is the resource she is exploiting. You have been trained by society to be the good man, the one who is understanding, the one who is patient, the one who stays and works on things. But you must realize this fundamental truth. You are not working on things. You are simply being managed. You are not saving the relationship. You are sacrificing your sanity, your energy, and your self-respect to delay the inevitable. The relationship you are trying to save is already an illusion. The person you fell for was the mask she wore to capture you. The person you see now is the reality. Stop trying to win a game that was rigged from the very first move. The only way to win is to have the courage to stop playing. Your greatest strength is not your endurance, it is your clarity. This is the moment of truth. Walking away from this dynamic is not failure. It is not giving up. It is not weakness. It is the ultimate act of radical self-respect. It is the moment you finally choose your mission over her manipulation. It is the moment you choose your peace over her chaos. It is the moment you choose your future over your trauma bond. It is the moment you reclaim your autonomy, your sanity, and your frame. The real loss is staying. The real loss is sacrificing another day, another year of your one precious life, your potential, and your peace to someone who has demonstrated repeatedly that she does not respect you. The only victory, the only path to healing, is your exit. Do not walk away bitter looking for revenge. Do not walk away to find a new woman. Walk away to find yourself. Use this painful clarity, this fire you have walked through, not as a scar that makes you bitter, but as a filter that makes you wise. Become the man who would recognize these games on day one and refuse to even sit at the table. Rebuild your foundation on your own terms. Focus on your mission, your health, your purpose. Let that be your center of gravity. Because a man who knows his own worth is immune to these games. He is not a pawn. He is the board. He is sovereign. And that is the only frame that matters. This is the clarity you've been looking for. Now, use it.